بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. In the Surah, Surah Zilzal, Allah Ta'ala explained that how Qiyamah will be heralded in, and what the shaking of the earth will be like, a very great and terrible shaking. And one of the results of that will be that the earth will throw out everything that is within it. All the dead bodies also it will throw it out, and also all the other things which Allah Ta'ala has kept in the earth, all the riches and wealth of gold, silver, diamonds, etc., everything the earth will throw out. Man will look in a great state of bewilderment, and he will wonder, and he will say, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. What has happened to the earth that it is in this terrible condition, and that man himself will be in what a pitiable condition. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, on that day, another aspect of the earth will be, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. Us din keh daligi wo apni baatein. The earth will speak out all its talks. That is, whatever was done on the earth at whichever point, the earth will give evidence on that day that on this time this person did this on me. So whatever actions a person does on whichever part of the ground, it is all recorded there also. And this is all established from Quran and Hadith, and it is our 100% Iman. And in these days and age, it is not difficult to understand this. Like, for example, a person at any point where he puts his card into a machine, everything is recorded there. That what time, at which point this was done, and who it was, how much money he spent, etc., all that is recorded there. A person goes through a toll gate, he gives his card, and everything is recorded on there. So like that, Allah has made it that this earth, wherever a person is, whatever he is doing, it is recorded. Yeah, as we are sitting now on that piece of ground, this ground will give evidence that so and so was sitting here on so and so time, and he performed his namaz here, he sat after namaz, etc. Therefore, many people, they make all their namazes in different points. Like, for example, the sunnahs in one place, faras another, the sunnahs after that again another, they move a little bit from there again, they make the other sunnahs, nafils, etc. So all they have more evidence in their favor on the day of Qiyamah. And whatever wrong also a person does, wherever he does it, it is all recorded also. And all this will be presented on that day also, and the day of Qiyamah as well. It is according to Hadith and Quran Sharif and Hadith that whatever a person does, good and bad, there are four witnesses to it. The one is the parts of the body limbs which he uses, the eyes that he looks with, the hands that he uses, everything is recorded there also, what that person had done, and exactly which time, how he did it, what he did, this is recorded by all the body parts also. Secondly, it is recorded on that piece of ground where that action was done, good or bad, wherever we had done that action, it is recorded there. And then thirdly, the kiram and katibin, the angels Allah has deputed on our shoulders, they sit there and they are also recording everything that a person is doing. So three very solid evidence there will be. And this is all then, so to say, posted to our nama'i amal, our record of deeds. And it is all recorded one place there also. So all this, Allah Ta'ala has made this, and the earth is also one, the ground, that wherever a person, whatever he has done, it will be recorded there. And also that Allah Ta'ala, in His great mercy and kindness, when a person makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala Himself destroys all this evidence from all these four sources. Allah Ta'ala does not even command the malaika to destroy that record. That Allah does not leave them also to say that I did a favor for you, I destroyed your records. Allah Himself destroys all those records when a person makes sincere tawbah in istighfar. And all this is, Allah says, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. اس واسطے کہ تیرے رب نے حکم بھیجا اس کو. Because your Allah has given the earth this command to do so, it will be doing so. And that is what is called our iman. Our iman is not according to our brains, our logic, our thinking, but it is the conviction on the words of Allah in the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is established from there, a person believes in that, that is iman. And if a person, like there were many other, many groups and sects in Islam all along, and even now, who don't follow the Quran and Hadith, they follow their own brain and their own understanding. I don't understand this, I reject it. And I understand it this way, I accept it in this way. Iman, we have to work on our iman, that our iman is fully on the commandments of Allah, which are in the Quran Sharif and the Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On that must be our iman and not on our brains and our intellect. Otherwise philosophers and various other groups, people who follow their brains, there is no iman in there. Iman is on the word of Allah and not what I think is right or what is wrong. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand that whichever part of the ground, whatever we are doing, it is being recorded there, and that record will come out on the day of Qiyamah and it will be presented to us on that day.